The man who led the charge to return the Los Angeles River to its natural state says he is stepping down after roughly three decades. Lewis McAdams co-founded the nonprofit Friends of the LA River, responsible for making river conservation, cleanup, and development important issues for local lawmakers. And he leaves behind a water system that's peppered with new bike paths and green shore banks and even places to take a dip in the river. Frances Anderton is host of KCRW's Design and Architecture, and she's here now to talk about the impact of his departure on this week's DNA on ATC. Hi, Frances.
Hello, Steve.
He was at the forefront, right, of trying to keep the LA River, get it more to a to more look like a river than just a concrete channel. Why is he leaving?
Well, he's leaving because he's been on the job for 30 years and he's been a very effective advocate for an organization that started with him and a few friends taking wire cutters, cutting a hole in the fence of the LA River, asking, in his words, the river if we could speak for it and the human realm. And the river didn't say no. That was Lewis. Over 30 years, it's become a hugely effective advocacy organization, 40,000 supporters, lots to do, lots of responsibilities. He feels now's the time to hand off the reins. His health is not so great, to a younger generation.
The LA River is not a natural-looking river. If you were to go anywhere else in the country, you would see rivers, and they have banks and rocks and trees and greenery. The LA River doesn't have those things. It's a concrete channel from the Santa Susana Mountains all the way to Long Beach. How did it get to be that way in the first place?
Well, LA is a flood basin. We forget that because it's so built up. And when it was a flood basin, the river, which was kind of meandering and didn't always stick to its course, would tend in extreme storms to flood. And as LA got built up more and more, more people were susceptible to those floods. And back in the early 30s, you had some extreme floods that led to what seemed then to be a smart idea, which was to channelize the river. Hundreds of people had got killed. Thousands of properties had been destroyed. Fast forward 50 years, and this concrete channel now seems like a kind of full-on repudiation of nature, and you have folks like Lewis McAdams who say no. The river can be somewhat more pastoral. It can be softer. It doesn't need to be 51 miles of concrete, albeit he understands that there has to be a level of flood control.
So a version of both, if you will. Flood control, but in a natural environment.
Right. And he fully believes that what one shouldn't have is what he calls this one-size-fits-all, 51 miles of concrete ribbon. He believes that there's a more kind of modulated approach.
And so McAdams takes over in the 80s. What has changed since that time here in L.A.?
Well, why don't we hear from McAdams and how he perceived the organization when it got started? And that might answer your question.
FOLAR is based on the idea of fun. It's not an environmental organization per se. It's a place where people gather along the river to enjoy their lives along a river that most people didn't think was a river until very recently.
Most people didn't realize it was a river.
Because it literally wasn't called an LA River. It's only in recent years that we have started to call it a river. So that really tells you something about how perceptions have changed. But now there are thousands of people who support the goals of FOLAR. And now we have tons of development that is coming to the river. It has now become a magnet.
McAdams is leaving as there's this big plan from the Army Corps of Engineers to recreate this river, right? Make it a more natural environment. How does his leaving play into that?
He leaves with a huge accomplishment under his belt. And what his successor is hoping to do, Marissa Christensen, is try and navigate the goals of FOLAR alongside the goals of other interests at the LA River. For example, we now have a group, River LA, and they are trying to create a vision for the entire 51 miles of LA River. And there's been a little bit of friction around the sort of interests of those different groups. The next generation of leadership is certainly going to be, as I say, trying to sort of navigate a way through that.
Frances Anderton with this week's DNA on ATC. Frances, thank you.
Steve, you're very welcome.
Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.